it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stenny Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time Gospel broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us to gather by means of radio and study His eternal Word. I trust that whatever you're doing, if it's at all possible, you will take time out, get your Bible, and study along with us as we open the Word of God together today. I'm still in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 9. Lord willing, we'll finish this portion of our study today, but we're looking in the last verses of this chapter. I want to back up just briefly and review as we've come down from verse number 6 down through verse number 15. Here's what we've been looking at. In verse number 6, we have God's parable of faith promise giving. And again, that's the law of the harvest. God said, if you want to be able to give more, then give some of what you've got. Sow it, then God will bless it and multiply it. You will reap more, and then you can give more. God's law is you reap what you sow, you reap after you sow, you reap more than you sow, but then you reap according to how much you sow. So the parable is, sow some of what you've got, and you'll have more to sow the next time. And then in verse number 7, he begins dealing with the principles of faith promise giving. In the two words, every man, we learn that our giving to missions is to be personal giving. Each individual must go to the Lord themselves and ask the Lord to speak to their heart personally about what He wants them to do. And then number 2, it's not only personal giving, it's plan giving. When the Lord lays upon your heart what He wants you to do, then you just establish it in your heart. You make up your mind, God told me to do this, and I'm going to do it. And then number 3 is to be persistent giving. Just do what God told you to do. Then number 4 is to be positive giving. The Bible said, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And again, we ought to rejoice in the fact that we live in the land of the giving instead of in the land of the receiving. But to every person, regardless of whether they live in plenty or poverty, it's a blessing to give that others might hear the gospel and be saved by the marvelous grace of God. I do not care what your financial standing is. You ought to count it an honor to give. It's not that you have to give, but it's that you get to give, that somebody hear the gospel and be saved by the grace of God. Then number 5, it is to be proving giving. As we give by faith, we open the door of opportunity for God to prove that His spoon's bigger than our shovel, that He can meet our needs better than we can meet them ourselves. But as we give out to missions, then God will give back into us. You see, God wants the world to hear the gospel, and God will supply the money for any individual that will give to missions, but not only just for that purpose, but God will take care of their need, as we saw in verse number 10. The same God that meets the need of the missionary will do 3 things for the giving church member. Number 1, He will minister bread for your food. That's take care of your daily need. Number 2, He will multiply your seed sown. And then number 3, He will increase the fruits of your righteousness. And as He does this, then in verse number 11, the Bible gives the results in the life of the giver. The Bible said, being enriched in everything, God enriches the life of the person that gives by faith. And then we saw that that person is enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgivings to God. And again, I emphasize, when the Lord lays upon my heart what He wants me to do, then I start praying for Him to do that. And as He does that, I give Him thanks for supplying that need. But then in verse number 12, it moves from singular thanksgiving to God to plural by many thanksgivings unto God. You see, when I ask the Lord to supply my need for missions, and then God supplies it, then I thank the Lord for it. I take it to the church. They thank the Lord for it because they've got the money to support the missionary. The missionary receives the money. He thanks the Lord for it because he gets to go to the field and stay on the field and do what God called him to do. And then the lost world hears the gospel, and those that are saved begin an eternal thanksgiving to God because of his laying upon the heart of people to give and providing for them because of the church supporting the missionary and the missionary going and preaching the gospel there. So it's just a reverberation of thanksgivings, an echo of thanksgivings unto our God. Now, I want you to look at verse number 13. And the Bible said in verse number 13, whilst by the experiment of this ministration, they glorify God for your professing subjection unto the gospel of Christ and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men. Now, as I study the word of God, verse number 13 has a surprising word in it. I look back at it again to make sure I'm reading it right. The Bible said, whilst by the experiment. Can you imagine God putting the word experiment in there as he's trying to teach us about giving by faith? He's simply saying to us, try it and see. Here's the context that he's speaking in. It's as though the Lord said, I've given you two chapters, chapter 8 and chapter 9, teaching you to give by faith, teaching you that as you give by faith, that I will take care of your need as well as the need of the missionary. And now then we come down to the closing of the chapter, and it's like God said, all right, if you don't understand it, just try it and give me opportunity to prove that it will work. Give God the opportunity to prove that he'll take care of your need as you take care of the need of the missionary. You remember the Lord had taught the children of Israel to tithe early in the Old Testament. They had gotten away from God. And in the last book of the Old Testament, the book of Malachi, God said, prove me now. Try and see. If you will just bring those tithes and offerings, God said, I'll prove to you my blessings upon it. Well, here we are now dealing with missions. And God has taught us in these chapters, and he's recognizing that somebody might say, but I don't understand. Will it really work for me? And so God is simply saying the only way you'll ever know for sure that it works for you is try it and see. The fact is, as you've heard me preach on giving now for these last several weeks, you must respond in one or two ways. You can just stay like you are and not give and wonder the rest of your life, would it work? Would God do that for me? Or you can try it and let God prove to you that it works. You will never know for sure. You may have heard me tell what God's done for me. You may have heard others tell what God's done for them. But the question still rises up in your mind, would God do this for me? Now, my answer to you is sure he would. But you will never know that personally until you try it and see. So God is simply saying that if you will just give him a chance, experiment with this manner of giving by faith, then God will take care of your needs as you take care of the needs of the missionary. And then he comes down to verse number 15, and he closes this portion with this verse of scripture. The Bible said, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Now, there's a verse of scripture that is used often at Christmas time. It is used sometimes as a subject verse, a text verse, during the Easter season. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. I looked at that verse there in the text that it's in, and I thought to myself, you know, God didn't put that in the Christmas story, and God did not put that verse in the Easter story. Did you notice where God placed that verse that said, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift? He places it at the end of two hard chapters teaching us to give. Why would God put that verse in the context of teaching us to give to missions? And I believe I know the answer. You see, our flesh does not like to give. Our flesh had rather receive than give. If there's a $100 bill going to pass between your hand and somebody else's, it's just normal. You'd rather come your way then it goes some other way. I'm simply saying our flesh loves to receive more than it loves to give. God knows that. And God knew, as he was teaching this in the Word of God, that if you let your flesh rule your life, you could turn me off and you could say, all that preacher's preaching about is money. And all that church wants is money. Give a tithe. Give a free will offering. Give a mission offering. Money, money, money. That's all they're after. They're just asking too much. And you could get angry, get upset if you let your flesh rule your life. And God knew that. So God comes back with his final verse and says it in this manner. If you think I'm asking you to give too much in tithes, in free will offerings, and in a mission offering, then stop and remember God's gift to you. When I look at Calvary, I must ask myself, what's a tithe? What is a free will offering? What is a mission offering in comparison to what God gave to me when he gave me his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, his salvation, all that I enjoy now as a Christian and in heaven to come? So God simply closes this chapter by saying, if you think I'm asking you to give too much, look at my gift. Look at my gift. Could I say this today? You can take the amount of money that you give to missions, the amount that you give in tithe, the amount you give in a special offering, put it all together, everything you give, and you could put a dollar sign down and write down the figures to tell what its value is. But who could put dollar value on God's gift to us? So God is simply saying, if you think I'm asking you to give too much, when I ask you to give the tithe, give the free will offering, give the mission offering, stop and remember my gift to you. So in the matter of scriptural giving, three types of giving are set forth in the Word of God. The tithe, the first 10% of our income, it belongs to God. We're to bring it to the church, dedicate it to God. It loses our identity, becomes the church's money. It's God's method of paying the bills for the normal operation of that local church. Then there is the free will offering, which is for special needs that arises in the life and ministry of the local church. And then there's a mission offering. And a mission offering is money that is collected by the church, but not for the church. It's money collected by the church to be sent out from the church to those serving God in other places. We learned that the tithe is a fixed amount. It's the first 10% of our income. The free will offering could be governed by how great the need is, how much we love that need, and how much we can give. But our missions offering is to be done by faith. We ask God to speak to our heart about what he wants us to give. When he lays that upon our heart, then we make that commitment and we start giving with faith and watch him meet our need as we meet the need of the missionaries. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the radio stations that carry the Harvest Time broadcast. November is our anniversary month. On the first Monday in November of 2002, I began broadcasting the Harvest Time broadcast. God has been so good to us. Lives have been blessed. We've had a report of one dear lady being saved by listening to the broadcast. And God has blessed us. We're on about 45 to 50 stations as we pass through our anniversary month. And I need to hear from a number of you. Your letter will be a vote to keep the broadcast on your station during the coming year. So I encourage you, take a few moments today as we leave the air, pray for us, and then sit down and write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address your letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. Be sure and include the call letters of the station you listen to, and your letter will be a vote to keep the broadcast on the air where you're listening. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.
I do not.